President Trump is moving quickly to put his nominees in federal courts. Today, the president nominated 5 people to serve on federal appeals courts and 5 more to serve on lower courts. There's an unusually large number of vacancies in the federal courts. That means Trump has an opportunity to have a significant impact early in his term. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Trump campaigned on the promise that he would appoint conservative judges to the bench. He even released a list of potential candidates for the Supreme Court. 2 of today's nominees are drawn from that list. John Malcolm of the Heritage Foundation says all 10 seem to be cut from similar judicial cloth.
They're all highly regarded in conservative legal circles and by practitioners in the states where they reside.
Malcolm, who helped to formulate Trump's judicial list, says all 10 of the president's nominees would make excellent federal judges. And with more than 100 other vacancies left to fill on the federal bench, Malcolm says today's picks are just a down payment.
Starting with a Supreme Court vacancy, which has now been filled, President Trump certainly has a very good opportunity early on in his administration to leave an impact on the federal bench.
Indeed, Trump came into office with a chance to fill more than twice as many court vacancies as President Obama had. Russell Wheeler, who tracks court nominations at the Brookings Institution, says that's partly because for the last 2 years, the Republican-controlled Senate dragged its feet. During the final 2 years of the Bush, Clinton, and Reagan administrations, senators confirmed more than 60, 70, or 80 federal judges, even though the Senate was controlled by the rival party. But in the last 2 years of the Obama administration, Wheeler says senators confirmed less than a third that many.
Just as they held the Merrick Garland seat open on the Supreme Court, they also held open an awful lot of vacancies on the district courts and the Court of Appeals.
Vacancies the new president now gets to fill. Trump acknowledged that strategy at last month's swearing-in ceremony for Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch.
I especially want to express our gratitude to Senator Mitch McConnell for all that he did to make this achievement possible. So thank you, Mitch.
The Heritage Foundation's Malcolm cautions it wasn't a slam dunk. Had Hillary Clinton won the election, she might now be packing the courts with a slate of more liberal judges.
So it took some guts and some daring on behalf of Senator McConnell, and it paid off.
All presidents leave a mark on the courts, especially if they serve for 2 terms. But with so many early vacancies, Trump has a chance to accelerate his impact, quickly chipping away at the narrow Democratic advantage that Obama left on the federal bench. Wheeler says 51% of the current judges were appointed by Democrats. While that partisan pedigree is not always predictive of how judges will rule, Trump has made no secret of the kind of judicial philosophy he's looking for.
We can assume that the Trump administration is going to continue to nominate judges, certainly for the Court of Appeals, who have a fairly strong conservative credentials. So I would look for more of the same, with the big variable being whether or not the Democratic senators can put a brake on it.
Senate Democrats gave up the right to filibuster nominees for the lower courts, but there is still a tradition that nominees should not be confirmed over the objection of their home state senator. 3 of the nominees on Trump's list came from states with Democratic senators. They've promised close scrutiny of those nominees if that genteel tradition survives. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.